The Curious Case of the Active Senior and His Amino Acids, a deep dive. It's a common story, an active individual in their golden years striving to maintain muscle mass, energy levels, and overall health. At Active Senior is no different. At 65, 200 pounds, and maintaining a daily regimen of cycling, walking, and lightweight training, at Active Senior's interest in supplementing with essential amino acids raises important questions about dosage, absorption, storage, excretion, and potential health effects. Let's delve into this complex topic, addressing the specific concerns and providing an objective analysis. Assessing at Active Senior's amino acid supplementation first, let's reproduce the supplement facts for the Ultimate Essential Amino Acids product, Ultimate Essential Amino Acids. Supplement facts. Serving size, 3 tablets. Amino acid amount per serving: L-leucine 1200 mg, L-lysine HCl 510 mg, L-isoleucine 330 mg, L-valine 300 mg, L-threonine 285 mg, L-phenylalanine 210 mg, L-methionine 120 mg, L-histidine as L-histidine HCl 43 mg, L-tryptophan 2 mg. The product provides all 9 essential amino acids EAs, which are those the body cannot synthesize on its own and must obtain from dietary sources. The manufacturer's recommended dosage is 3 tablets, up to 3 times daily. Before considering this dosage, several factors require careful consideration. Appropriate amino acid dosage for an active senior: determining the appropriate dose of amino acids is not a simple calculation. It depends on several factors, including protein intake. Is at active senior already consuming adequate protein through diet? The recommended dietary allowance RDA for protein is 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. However, active individuals, particularly those engaging in resistance training, may benefit from a higher intake, potentially ranging from 1.2 to 2.0 grams per kilogram of body weight, as suggested by studies from Stuart Phillips at McMaster University, a leading researcher in protein metabolism. Since an active senior weighs approximately 90 kg, his protein needs could range from 108 grams to 180 grams per day. Supplementing might not be necessary if he already meets this through food. Training intensity and volume: the intensity and volume of cycling, walking, and weight training will influence amino acid requirements. Muscle protein breakdown and synthesis are heightened with exercise, requiring adequate amino acids for repair and growth. Age-related considerations: as individuals age, muscle protein synthesis becomes less efficient, a phenomenon known as anabolic resistance. This means older adults may require a higher protein or amino acid intake to achieve the same muscle protein synthesis response as younger individuals. Research by Donald Lehman, a prominent figure in amino acid research, supports this idea. Overall health: pre-existing health conditions, such as kidney or liver problems, can significantly impact amino acid metabolism and excretion. Consulting with a healthcare professional before starting any supplement regimen is crucial, especially for individuals with pre-existing conditions. Given an active senior's active lifestyle and age, it's plausible that he could benefit from amino acid supplementation, but the recommended dosage of up to 9 tablets daily seems high without assessing his current dietary protein intake. Starting with a lower dose, for example, 3 tablets after workouts, and monitoring its effect on recovery and muscle soreness would be a more prudent approach. It's also important to note the high dosage of leucine, which at 1,200 mg per serving could potentially skew the amino acid balance. Absorption, storage, and excretion of amino acids: how fast can the body absorb amino acids? Amino acids are absorbed rapidly from the small intestine, primarily in the duodenum and jejunum. The absorption rate varies depending on several factors, including the form of amino acids, free form versus bound in proteins, the presence of other nutrients, and individual physiological differences. Free form amino acids, such as those in the supplement, are generally absorbed more quickly than amino acids derived from whole proteins. Absorption can begin within 15-30 minutes after ingestion, with peak plasma amino acid concentrations typically reached within 60-90 minutes, as demonstrated in research by Robert Wolf, a leading expert in amino acid metabolism. How are amino acids stored in the body and in the liver? The body does not have a dedicated storage form for amino acids in the same way it stores glucose as glycogen or fat as triglycerides. Instead, amino acids circulate in the bloodstream as a free amino acid pool. This pool is dynamic, constantly being replenished from dietary intake, protein breakdown, and de novo synthesis discussed below. The liver plays a central role in amino acid metabolism. While the liver doesn't directly store amino acids, it is the primary site for amino acid catabolism, the breakdown of amino acids for energy production, gluconeogenesis, or for the synthesis of other compounds. Urea cycle, the conversion of ammonia, a toxic byproduct of amino acid catabolism, into urea, which is then excreted by the kidneys. Protein synthesis. The liver synthesizes various proteins, including albumin, clotting factors, and acute phase proteins, using amino acids as building blocks. How long are amino acids stored in the body? As mentioned above, amino acids are not stored in a specific storage form. The free amino acid pool is constantly being turned over. The half-life of individual amino acids varies, but generally, the amino acid pool is replenished and utilized relatively quickly. How does the body filter out excess amino acids? The body efficiently regulates amino acid levels. When amino acids are consumed in excess of what is needed for protein synthesis and other metabolic functions, they are primarily catabolized. During catabolism, demination, the amino group NH2 is removed from the amino acid. Urea cycle, the amino group is converted to ammonia, then to urea in the liver. Renal excretion, urea is filtered by the kidneys and excreted in the urine. Carbon skeleton utilization, the remaining carbon skeleton can be used for energy production via the citric acid cycle, converted to glucose gluconeogenesis, or converted to fatty acids and stored as triglycerides. Chronic excessive protein or amino acid intake can place a burden on the kidneys and liver, potentially leading to health problems over time. Endogenous amino acid production. Which amino acids and in what quantity does the body produce naturally? The body can synthesize non-essential amino acids, meaning we don't need to obtain them from food. These include alanine, arginine, asparagin, aspartic acid, cysteine, glutamic acid, glutamine, glycine, proline, serine, tyrosine synthesized from phenylalanine, an essential amino acid. The quantity of each amino acid produced varies depending on individual needs and metabolic factors. There is no single set quantity produced daily. The de novo synthesis of non-essential amino acids is a complex process involving various enzymes and metabolic pathways. The body tightly regulates these pathways to maintain amino acid homeostasis. Health effects of amino acid supplementation. What are the known health effects of taking amino acids, both negative and positive? Positive effects: muscle protein synthesis, EIA, particularly leucine, stimulate muscle protein synthesis, aiding in muscle recovery and growth after exercise. Studies by Luc Van Loon, a leading researcher in muscle metabolism, have highlighted the importance of leucine for muscle protein synthesis, especially in older adults. Improved exercise performance. Some amino acids, like branched-chain amino acids BCAA, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, have been shown to reduce muscle fatigue and improve endurance during exercise, although the evidence is mixed. Wound healing. Amino acids are essential for tissue repair and wound healing. Immune function. Certain amino acids, such as glutamine and arginine, play important roles in immune function. Negative effects: gastrointestinal distress. High doses of amino acids can cause nausea, bloating, and diarrhea in some individuals. Amino acid imbalance: excessive intake of one or more amino acids can disrupt the balance of other amino acids, potentially impairing their utilization. Kidney strain: as mentioned earlier, excessive protein and amino acid intake can put a strain on the kidneys, especially in individuals with pre-existing kidney disease. Liver stress. High amino acid intake can potentially stress the liver, especially if the individual has pre-existing liver conditions. Medication interactions. Some amino acids can interact with certain medications. Hyperammonemia. In rare cases, excessive amino acid intake can lead to hyperammonemia, elevated ammonia levels in the blood, which can be dangerous. Important note, the vast majority of studies investigating the efficacy of amino acid supplements are performed on professional athletes or sedentary, aging individuals. This makes generalizing to an active senior like an active senior more difficult. Age and muscle mass. How does the ability for the body to gain muscle mass change with age? The ability to gain muscle mass. Muscle hypertrophy decreases with age, primarily due to sarcopenia, age-related loss of muscle mass and strength. Sarcopenia is associated with reduced physical function, increased risk of falls, and decreased quality of life. Anabolic resistance, the blunted response of muscle protein synthesis to anabolic stimuli, for example, protein intake, exercise in older adults. This means that older adults may need a higher dose of protein or amino acids to achieve the same muscle protein synthesis response as younger individuals. Decreased hormone levels, age-related decline in anabolic hormones such as testosterone and growth hormone, which play important roles in muscle growth and maintenance. Reduced satellite cell activity. Satellite cells are muscle stem cells that contribute to muscle repair and growth. Their activity decreases with age, limiting the capacity for muscle regeneration. Despite these challenges, it's still possible for older adults to gain muscle mass through regular resistance training and adequate protein intake. Research shows that even in very old individuals, resistance training can lead to significant increases in muscle mass and strength. Conclusion and recommendations for at active senior. At active senior's active lifestyle is commendable and likely contributing positively to his overall health. Before jumping into amino acid supplementation, a thorough assessment of his current protein intake, training volume, and overall health is critical. It is recommended that at active senior, 1. Track his dietary protein intake to determine if he is already meeting his protein needs through food. 2. Start with a lower dose. If supplementation is deemed necessary, begin with a lower dose of the amino acid supplement, for example, 3 tablets after workouts, and monitor for any adverse effects. 3. Focus on a balanced diet. Ensure he is consuming a balanced diet rich in whole foods, including adequate protein, carbohydrates, and healthy fats. 4. Consult with a healthcare professional. Discuss his supplement regimen with a doctor or registered dietitian, especially considering his age and any pre-existing health conditions. They can provide personalized recommendations and monitor for any potential side effects. 5. Prioritize resistance training. Continue with his resistance training program to stimulate muscle protein synthesis and combat age-related muscle loss. Ultimately, the decision to supplement with amino acids should be made in consultation with a healthcare professional based on individual needs and circumstances. A food-first approach, combined with a well-designed exercise program, is generally the most effective strategy for maintaining muscle mass and overall health in older adults. This has been a Yak Yak Report, produced March 24, 2025. This report was generated using AI from Gemini with the model Gemini 2.0 Flash. Your feedback is appreciated.